Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy. In today's society, it stuns me that there are too many children and quite a few adults who have no idea how to do much more than operate a cell phone, computer, or video game. The simple things that were taught to us by our parents and grandparents are all too quickly becoming lost. It's been documented that an overwhelming number of children today do not know where their food comes from. When asked, they simply respond, Walmart or the grocery store. In the early days, farming, crafts, cooking, and other skills were handed down from father to son, mother to daughter, and in some cases, even from bosses to workers. Age-appropriate skills were taught in childhood, and as the child grew up, skill levels increased. Proverbs 22:6 tells us, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. This verse is primarily geared towards teaching our children faith-based lessons. But if you think about it, it could also be an instructional guide for adults to teach the children the basic skills they need to survive. In an indirect way, it means becoming a mentor. Dictionary.com defines mentor as a wise and trusted counselor or teacher, an influential sponsor or supporter. To me, it means being available and willing to teach others a skill I have. Being a mentor doesn't take a lot of effort. You don't have to start by teaching a class or being a group leader of a club. Being a mentor can simply mean teaching a son, daughter, grandchild, or anyone else how to do a skill that you're good at. And mentoring doesn't stop at imparting knowledge. The old way of doing things usually means having to slow down and use your hands. By doing so, your mind and mouth have an opportunity to start working. I can remember countless lessons learned just by sitting and shelling peas with my aunts and listening to stories about their childhood. There is no way I could have mastered canning sweet pickles without my Aunt Evelyn, or cook without Aunt Dot's teachings, or be able to sew a seam without Aunt Emily's guidance. And I cannot tell you how often I sat with Kathleen, my farming mentor, and picked her brain about various aspects of farming. I recently read a quote by Dr. Temple Grandin. Her words spoke directly to my heart, as well as to one of the purposes for learning to live a simple life. She said, "We're focusing so much on academics that we've taken out the things like art, sewing, cooking, woodwork, music, and other things that introduce kids to careers." To me, the idea of shifting our focus away from those basic life skills is a very scary thought. As a creative person, the very idea of my worth being based solely on my knowledge and skills in mathematics, computer programming, science, or geology is heartbreaking. If, however, the system finds a way to remove many, if not all, of these skills, then it will be up to us to teach our children and others how to do these things. I'm a huge advocate of mentoring and love being able to not only teach others some of the lost creative arts, but I also get great joy at sitting down at the proverbial feet of someone who is willing to teach me something new. If I don't have anyone to teach me, There have been times that I've taught myself. It's often a struggle, though, but there is nothing on earth that can replicate the sheer joy of accomplishment when I finally get it. Now, I've only taken one spinning class, and bless my instructor's heart, she took one look at the mess I had and said, "Aw, Julie, don't worry. We call that art yarn." Talk about an encourager. I'm now more determined than ever to learn the craft of spinning. Being a mentor isn't limited to teaching children. With the recent pandemics, food shortages, and job losses, there's been a big push to grow as much of your own food as possible. There are a number of folks who would love to know where to start. Now, some folks need skills to get a job. Others want to be able to shift from a hectic lifestyle to a slower pace, but aren't sure where to begin. A few just want to learn how to create handmade gifts. And you would be surprised at the number of adults who struggle with the learning process because they can't read. My mom was an adult literacy tutor for many years. Through her mentorship, many adults are now able to maneuver through the written side of life a bit more easily. Children, as well as adults, need to learn basic life skills along with how to fish, grow fruits, vegetables, and herbs, care for animals, and other life-sustaining abilities. These things are the very basics of life, and the more skills you learn, the better quality of life you have. Although we can read books, do research on the internet, and watch videos, there are times when the best learning experiences is hands-on through someone who knows what they're doing. And that is where becoming a mentor comes into play. We as mentors act as guides as well as teachers. We can show as well as tell. Wisdom gained from our own experiences can be shared. We are able to share what we learn from our mistakes to help keep someone else from making the same ones. There are too many of the old skills that are being lost to technology. In this fast-paced world, we are always demanding quicker ways to do things. What we don't realize is having the skills that take more time and effort are what will keep us healthy, happy, and moving forward. Without mentors to hand down these skills, it won't be long before those who have them will pass on. Those talents and skills will be lost forever. And I truly believe that without those skills, this world is going to be a sadder place. If you're interested in becoming a mentor, all you need to do is get started. First, begin with your children, grandchildren, or even a neighborhood child. If they show interest in what you're doing, offer to teach them. If not, you can step out into your neighborhood or community and see what's needed. Volunteer with an adult literacy program. And before you discard this idea because you don't know how, most literacy groups offer classes on how to teach a non-reader. Work with a 4-H program or offer to teach a class at local colleges. You don't need a teaching degree to conduct community education classes. All you need is a strong knowledge of your skill. Volunteer with the Big Brother, Big Sister program, a wonderful group that, according to their About Us section on the website, helps children realize their potential and build their future. Offer to host a crafting circle in your home. More and more people are wanting to learn to knit, crochet, sew, and do other crafts. Or offer to teach a teenager how to cook or bake. A delicious stack of homemade cookies is a great way to teach a skill and give them a boost of confidence. If you have other skills, such as rebuilding an engine, knowing which firewood burns best, or even how to build a birdhouse, you can easily become a mentor. Regardless of your skill set, there is someone out there who could benefit from your guidance. And be sure to be patient, understanding, and encouraging. Learning some of the old skills that take a hands-on approach may be a whole new concept to kids who only know how to type and find emojis. They'll need a little more time to learn the process. Are you ready to share what you know with others? Then become a mentor. You may just be opening a door for a new and more exciting lifestyle for someone. And if you know how to make your own paper, I could use a mentor. That is on my skills to learn list, and I think I'm going to need some tips before I make a huge mess in my kitchen. If you want to learn more about the topic at hand or get a transcript for this episode, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com/podcast. That's the resource page for this podcast, and I have it set up by episodes to make things easier to find. To help you out, this is episode 26. And while you're there, leave your comments at the end of the page. And be sure to rate, review, and leave a comment on the podcast, whether you listen to it on Buzzsprout, Apple, Spotify, or any other podcast app. This helps me to know how well you're enjoying your visit. If you have questions or some great tips on how to make paper, stop by for an email visit at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. I can use all the help with that new project I can get. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting on the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.